CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, "There are two kinds of people, those who look for a way and those who look for an excuse." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who look for a better way. Our first Playmakers company is a place where more than a million happy birthdays are celebrated every year, while our next Playmaker sketched her version of her business on an airline napkin. With us today is a CEO whose company has donated more than $14 million to schools through its fundraising programs, while our next CEO has affordable, all-inclusive price homes for assisted living and memory care. These great Playmakers are Tom Leverton. Tom is CEO of CEC Entertainment. And Renee Ramsey. Renee is CEO and co-founder of Mustang Creek Estates, and we'll begin today's show with Renee. Renee Ramsey is the co-founder and CEO of Mustang Creek Estates, as I mentioned, which provides affordable residential assisted living and memory care communities in the DFW Metroplex. With 22 years in the senior living industry, Renee founded a unique model that consists of neighborhoods with homes that accommodate up to 16 residents, each living in spacious private bedrooms. Being a small local company, Renee makes decisions based on what's best for the residents and their families instead of solely based on the bottom line. Mustang Creek Estates currently has communities open in Frisco, Allen, and Keller, with Burleson set to open later next month and Sachse to follow later this fall. Renee, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
You need to tell me a little bit about something I mentioned at the beginning. How did a sketch on an airline napkin create Mustang Creek Estates?
Thanks, Steve. Well, when my partner and I, John Roach, were looking into creating our own assisted living, we thought that we would fly around the country and see if there was any out there that like we had in mind. So we flew all over. Our colleagues would tell us, "Oh, there's something. There's a community in California that I think is something that you all should look at. That's what you all are talking about doing." And we'd fly out there to California or Chicago or wherever we flew, and inevitably it wouldn't be exactly what we had in mind or exactly what we were thinking. And so finally, after several of these trips, we just, on a flight back home one day, we just decided to sketch it out ourselves, and we drew it on an airplane napkin.
Mm-hmm. Well, your background is physical therapy, mm-hmm. and you've been in the business for quite a while. Mm-hmm. What gave you the idea to start something so unique as Mustang Creek Estates?
Well, back then, many years ago, I was working for the largest provider of senior living in the country. It was Marriott Senior Living back then. And they provided great assisted living communities. They were lovely. They looked a lot like hotels or resorts.
And which was their background, their expertise?
Absolutely. And while I loved working for them, you know, I felt like there was a gap. So my partner and I, who also worked for Marriott, we would talk about this need that we thought was in place.
And, well, hold that for a second.
Sure.
You said a gap. What was the gap?
Yeah. So we saw a lot of people, a lot of seniors and families, not be able to afford assisted living. So we would turn away a lot of people, first of all. And second of all, of the people that could afford it, they would move into our resort-style assisted livings, and just many of them would not be very comfortable. You know, there were long hallways, elevators, big dining rooms.
A lot like a hotel.
And while staying at a hotel for a short period of time is fun, living there for some is not home-like.
So
doesn't
you
feel
saw
like home.
A niche.
So we said, why, you know, it sure would be nice if we could create an assisted living that provided all of the services of these resort-style communities, all the high quality, all of the activity programming, meals, all of the high quality services, but in a home-like environment, truly home-like. So we set about creating a different concept in assisted living. So we build a neighborhood of homes. Imagine a street, and on the street, 6 to 7 houses. And in each house, we take care of between 10 and 16 people. And it's just like a single family home with an open living area, an open kitchen. We prepare the food right there for everyone to smell and enjoy. Our residents can even help prepare the food if they want. want to. Set the table, all of those things that you do in your own home.
Well, I was on your website, and it says that those homes become more like a big family because they're all that community area for the dining area. Mm-hmm. Do you screen your residents to find out which home they should be in so they can mesh together, or is it hit or miss?
It's not so much social, although we do take that in consideration sometimes. Mostly it's care needs. We have a thorough assessment process before someone moves in, and we want to make sure that they're placed in the home, that they're going to get the services that they need. So as you were saying at the beginning, that we offer assisted living and memory care. So two of our homes on every campus are specially designed for people with dementia or Alzheimer's disease. So those homes are secure and locked. So it's important for us to identify what residents need those types of homes versus our assisted living homes that aren't secured.
Now, going back to all the trips you and your partner took, there apparently you noticed there were things missing. So what do you have? This really goes to your mission. What is unique about what you have compared to any other companies that have something like you have?
Well, first of all, we're affordable. We're so much less expensive than all of our competitors. And part of our mission is to be at the lower end of the marketplace. Most companies go into a market, they want to be at the high point. They want to hit that high dollar amount. But when we go into a market, we want to make sure that we can be at about $1,000 less than our closest competitor in our monthly rates.
And that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money for our families. You know, there's a lot of middle Americans out there that are going to need assisted living, and paying $5,000 to $9,000 a month to care for their parents or even themselves is a lot. Because we do everything ourselves, we're our own development company, we're our own construction company, and then we own and we operate them. We don't have investors, we're not funded by any kind of equity group, we only have to answer to ourselves. As a result, we can offer lower prices because it's really just John and I and looking at ourselves in the mirror to make sure that we're taking care of seniors.
Which means you have a lot more control. We're speaking with Renee Ramsey. She is founder and CEO of Mustang Creek Estates, and the website is mustangcreekestates.com. Let's talk about your communities. I mentioned that you have a few of them up right now, Keller, Frisco, and Allen. Talk about those, where you're going, and why you locate where you locate.
Sure. So we don't look to be in the urban markets. You know, we build homes, so they're more comfortable settings. They need to be out in secondary or tertiary markets. We also don't look to be at the corner of the main intersection in town. When we're in development looking for sites, you know, we want to be in a more secluded area so it feels like home. We don't want to build our six houses and have a Walmart or a gas station move in next door. We want this to blend in with the community that's around us. And we love the communities that we're in. We've been very successful in Allen, in Keller, and in Frisco, and now we're in Burleson and building in Saxe. It's exciting.
We were talking before about the future of your industry. So why is this such an exciting time to be part of the senior living industry and specifically with what you're doing?
Thank you. Well, senior living is really still a young industry. You know, the first assisted living in Texas was licensed in the late 80s.
So it really is new.
Yes, it's a very new industry. And it's finally, I think, getting its wings. I'm on the board of the Texas Assisted Living Association, which is a part of Argentum, which is our national organization. And really, I would say in the last 5 years, our industry has just really started to get its wings. Technology, of course, is helping advance our industry. You know, we are now able to provide, for instance, medication delivery in the same ways that hospitals are able to provide medication services. Everything's electronic now. So in our case, even though we look like a home, we're very high tech.
So you have all the modern amenities, which brings me to the all-inclusive. As I was watching one of the videos, which you can watch on MustangCreekEstates.com, mentioned, and I wasn't even thinking about this, that everything's covered, including utilities.
Cable TV, phone, everything.
So it's one price per month. You don't have all the add-ons, and you know exactly what has to be paid. How'd you come up with this idea?
Well, truthfully, we came up with that idea because when we started, we had to keep everything simple. I mean, it truly was my partner and me, and we did everything. the grocery shopping, the business office. We did it all. You know, we left our previous employer and took the big jump into starting our own business, and we wore every hat. And so back then, mostly it was because I didn't have time to bill everybody for every little thing. But it's also part of our mission. You know, in the larger companies, the traditional way of charging for assisted living is you charge on care needs. So if somebody needs help bathing, you charge them more. If somebody needs help being escorted, you charge them more. Well, I would see families come in and start to barter for their loved one's care. They would say, well, if you don't bathe mom and dad 3 times a week, but instead just bathe her 1 time a week, you know, that way we don't have to have that extra fee. Well, that just would break my heart. So we have, over the years, even though we're bigger now and we have the business office and I don't wear all those hats, we have stuck with that same principle because it's the right thing we feel like for families. They know what they're going to pay, and they know what they're going to pay all year, no matter what happens to mom or dad.
As I was listening to Renee, you can go on the website and see the videos of some of your communities. And you can also see the mission statement that you did, a video of Renee doing that. But what I thought was interesting was the fact that people can customize and bring their own furniture if they'd like. And if they don't, you have the furniture for them.
That's
Talk
right.
about that.
That's right. We, even though it feels like a home, they all have their own bedrooms. And so they can bring in their own furniture. In fact, we encourage families to do that. It makes it feel have their own personal touch. They feel more comfortable with their own things surrounding them. But if they don't have their own furniture, we provide it. And you know, and our furniture is nice as well.
So tell everybody one more time what communities you're in. And which ones are coming up?
Yes. So we're currently in Allen. We've been there 11 years. We're also in Keller, and we're in Frisco. We're about to open in Burleson, and we are under construction in Sachse.
So you're moving a little farther out, especially with Burleson. Mm-hmm. But you're, in the suburban areas, not in the urban areas.
Our goal is to get to 10 in the North Texas area.
So coming up to 6, sounds like you're moving at the right pace then.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So tell everybody one more time how they can find out more about Mustang Creek Estates.
Sure. The best place to learn more about Mustang Creek Estates is our website, and it's mustangcreekestates.com.
Renee, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You are a playmaker.
Thank you.
You make things happen. Renee Ramsey is CEO and co-founder of Mustang Creek Estates. We have more. Don't go away. We're going to take a short break back and talk about pizza. A couple of different pizza places, specifically with the CEO of CEC Entertainment, and they own a couple of places. You'll want to find out what those are. Same as Tom Leverton. Back with Tom right after this.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat. Donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
Wipe Out Kids Cancer is a Dallas-based nonprofit organization founded in 1980 dedicated to raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer research on a national basis. Wipe Out Kids Cancer has raised over $4 million in the crusade against pediatric cancer and spent over 30 years developing programs to not only fight childhood cancer, but to also provide hope and support to kids and families battling cancer. Our mission is to work relentlessly for a day when children are living cancer-free. You can help make a difference. Go to WOKC.org to donate or volunteer. That's WOKC.org.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. As I said before the break, we're going to talk about pizza. Our guest is Tom Leverton. Tom has been CEO of CEC Entertainment since July of 2014. For nearly 40 years, CEC Entertainment has served as the nationally recognized leader in family dining entertainment and the place where a kid can be a kid. Committed to providing a fun, safe environment, Chuck E. Cheese helps protect families through industry-leading programs such as Kid Check. As a strong advocate for its local communities and childhood education, Chuck E. Cheese has donated more than $14 million to schools through its fundraising programs. CEC Entertainment and its franchisees operate a system of 598 Chuck E. Cheese's and 141 Peter Piper pizza stores, with locations in 47 states and 11 foreign countries and territories. Now, Tom previously was CEO at Topgolf, and prior to that, he was CEO at OmniFlight. Well, Tom, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much.
You have an interesting background, so I want to find out what kind of training did a mechanical engineering degree from Duke, in addition to your MBA from Dartmouth, do to help you run some major companies, including CEC?
Well, those 2 points gave me two very different things that I feel very fortunate to have in my background. One, the engineering training, no matter what discipline you go through, mechanical, electrical, industrial, you learn that there is always an answer. No problem is unsolvable. It's just a matter of how you get there and how hard you have to work to get there.
A great key element for a CEO.
Absolutely. So you never give up as an engineer. You just have to get to the answer. Now, the MBA, and then I followed my MBA with time as a strategy consultant with Bain & Company, where I got to see a lot of different industries, taught me something very different in that all businesses have basically the same kinds of problems. You may have an air medical business problem when I was with OmniFlight or a Chuck E. Cheese problem. But at the end of the day, it's just, are you delighting your guests or your customers? Are you providing them service that exceeds their expectations? That's true in any business, and I feel like I learned a lot by just getting the exposure.
Even though where you worked in the past was unique, and Chuck E. Cheese's and Peter Piper are unique, it's really a commodity business, and it's what extra things you can do for the client or customer that sets you apart.
Well, I'd say that we have elements of our business that are commodities. People may consider pizza a commodity because you can get pizza at a few different places. But what we do is we deliver that overall experience. A lot of children, when they come in, I mean, that is just a point of elation for them. When you bring your child to Chuck E. Cheese, you are delighting them, whether it's their birthday or a Tuesday night for dinner. You go home and you ask your 5 or 6-year-old, do they want to go to Chuck E. Cheese on a Tuesday night for dinner? You are going to be the hero. Then we, as Chuck E., need to make sure that it's not a commodity pizza, that it's a great pizza for you, the parent, or the child, and that our video games are working, the environment in the store is happy and kid-focused.
Well, the word that comes to mind is experience.
Absolutely.
They're not going there for dinner. They're going for the experience.
The children absolutely want that experience, and the parents want that experience for their child. But at the same time, I recognize that the parent also does want an excellent meal.
And we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I want to ask you to go all the way back to the beginning, as most people don't understand how Chuck E. Cheese's began. There's a man by the name of Nolan Bushnell and Atari. Talk a little bit about that and how that became Chuck E. Cheese of today.
Sure enough, just about 39 years ago, in fact, next year we're going to celebrate our 40th anniversary as a company. 39 years ago, Nolan Bushnell, the founder of Atari, came up with Chuck E. Cheese. So he went out and was looking for a restaurant where he could bring in video games into the concept, and actually went out to try to find different mascots, and just by luck did come up with the mouse. He was actually looking for a wolf originally, and came up with the mouse, called it Chuck E. Cheese, and the rest is history.
And you also have Peter Piper. Now, the company purchased Peter Piper Pizza just a while back, but how are they a little bit different from each other?
Well, when you look at it on paper, you can say that they're almost identical businesses, but I'm going to tell you why they're not. Both businesses have pizza and chicken wings. Both businesses do have beverages, from Coke products or Pepsi products to beer. And then both businesses do have video games, but they're very different. Chuck E. Cheese is a kid-first business. Most of us know Chuck E. Cheese. It is where you take your kid, like I said before, to just blow their minds out of joy. Peter Piper Pizza is a neighborhood pizza restaurant. Our guests at Peter Piper go several times a month, and it might just be a boyfriend, girlfriend on a date. It might be husband, wife with no kids. It might be a family. But it is a neighborhood pizza restaurant with excellent pizza that happens to have some video games in the back for people that are bringing their children who want to play while mom and dad might sit, maybe watch the sports game on TV.
So interesting how you kept these apart. Similar type establishments, but you kept them apart just a little bit. Let's go to the RFID radio frequency identification systems you have in place now. Because I remember bringing my son years ago, and it was those tokens they love getting. Talk about how that's changed.
Sure enough. So we've changed a lot at Chuck E. Cheese, from the menu to the hospitality, cleanliness, the overall store environment. And one thing that is very tangible to people is our new PlayPass system, which is an RFID card. So in the past, you would take your child to Chuck E. Cheese, you would give them tokens, they would go and play and come back. But now we have a card with an RFID chip inside where the child can just go and tap the card to the game to get the play. Now, Chuck E. Cheese and other businesses have experimented in the past with swipe cards, and your typical 3-year-old is not going to know how to orient a swipe card to play a game. But I have seen 3-year-olds master the PlayPass system in no time, actually faster than sometimes mom and dad or grandma and grandpa can do. The new system is cleaner. You don't have children dealing with all those tokens. It's also much more efficient, where mom and dad can actually track the specific video games that the child is playing and recharge their card.
Now, your new market, in addition to the kids, is those millennial parents who had possibly gone to Chuck E. Cheese in their youth, and now they're coming back again. I remember taking my son. It wasn't the pizza for me that was exciting. It was how excited he was when he went. Let's talk about the menu now, because you really have two menus that merge, one for the kids, one for the adults. Talk about why you've done that and what kind of new items you have on the menu.
Well, our strategy at Chuck E. Cheese is pretty straightforward. We want to protect and enhance what we do for children and then wildly improve what we do for adults. A lot of kids are going to come in and they are going to want cheese pizza, pepperoni pizza, or chicken nuggets. Some kids have more adventurous tastes, but a lot of them, cheese, pepperoni, chicken nuggets, and I'm happy. For mom and dad, they deserve more. Now, in the past, honestly, at Chuck E. Cheese, maybe they didn't expect more. They figured, I'll just get the cheese pizza for my kid and I'll have a few slices. But last year, we introduced a new line of pizza with thin crust. We introduced specialty toppings like California Alfredo pizzas, barbecue chicken pizzas that have crispy onions on top, and a variety of new sandwiches like wraps and Italian ciabattas for mom and dad, so they can get something that rewards them for bringing their children to Chuck E. Cheese. In fact, with the changes we made last year, we did a national taste test against Pizza Hut, and we beat Pizza Hut in a blind taste test nationally.
So you are now attracting those parents. But now, if I recall in the conversation we had in the past, that you'd like them to start coming for lunch, whether they bring their children or not.
Absolutely. So earlier this year, we launched a buffet at Chuck E. Cheese. And in Dallas-Fort Worth, it's $5.99 for adults, $3.99 for children. So very, very affordable. But we have these same kinds of specialty pizzas on the buffet. And even though we are a kid-first business, make no mistake, what we've actually seen is, with the quality of our pizza and that price point, we are actually drawing in a lot of people from local offices, construction workers, police officers coming in, because our pizza is tops and the price point really can't be beat.
Well, you have a rather unique background. We're going to shift a little bit from the pizza itself. You've worked a lot of different industries. Kinko's, now FedEx Office, OmniFlight, Topgolf, all unique industries. And you've come in not necessarily knowing about them as well as you could have, but what has that diversity done for you as a CEO to run a company, specifically now CEC Entertainment?
Well, I've been very fortunate in my career, I think, to be in the right place at the right time a few times, to work with some great people that have given me different experiences. So across a business like Kinko's, where you're selling copies, TXU, you're selling electrons, OmniFlight, you're selling helicopter rides, Topgolf, a lot of us here in Dallas know, and then Chuck E. Cheese. At the end of the day, the business issues are the same. How are you going to prioritize the customer or the guest? What kind of culture are you going to build inside? How are you going to take care of your people? Even though they're very, very different industries, and you need to come in with that approach of humility, recognizing you don't know all the answers, seeing a lot of different industries, you do recognize that at the end of the day, can you lead your team to deliver value to the customer? That's what's important.
You mentioned value to the customer right before. We also mentioned giving back to that customer and taking them beyond what they normally have. How do you work that with your company-owned and your franchise restaurants, helping them do whatever it takes to take care of a customer?
Well, it's very similar at the end of the day for the franchisees and the company-owned stores. We have general managers in our stores that want to build their business. They are the king of their castle, and they take a lot of pride, and I love that. Our franchisees, the same situation. They want to deliver that value to the guest. And so a lot of my job is identifying the best practices across our chain of 700 stores. Hey, this one store in Wichita is doing this for their guests. This other store in DC is doing this for their guests. I get to visit those stores, talk to those general managers, see that activity, and then try to share it in a way that everyone can implement those best practices.
What I hear then is there's a lot of communication going on back and forth.
We try.
With your managers and your franchisees. Well, you've had some top positions, some top companies. How did you develop your leadership style, and or how did that kind of merge together from everybody you've worked with and been associated with?
Well, Like I said before, I've had some absolutely wonderful people I've worked for. And I've followed some of them to a few different companies. I had one gentleman by the name of Dan Connors here in Dallas, where I worked at Bain & Company and then again at Kinko's. And he was the most motivated, most driven leader I've ever seen. And he really reinforced that engineering approach of every problem has a solution. It's just a matter of how hard are you going to work to get there. And it really rubbed off on me, and he raised my own expectations. And then another great leader that I've worked with here in the Dallas Metroplex is Ken May, who's now CEO at Topgolf. I worked for Ken at Kinko's, and then he worked for me at Topgolf, so we switched roles. And he is the best people leader I have ever seen. And just the caring and the dedication that he has and how he talks about it impacted the way our relationship was, Ken's and mine, and the way that I try to lead my teams.
Now, I was at your corporate office a couple of months ago, and my impression is you are more of a hands-off CEO, letting your people create the solutions to the problems and letting them come up with their own answers. Is that correct?
The way I say it is, you want your people to own their responsibilities. You want them to drive. My job is to know when to back off and when to step in. So I'm sure there are many times when I am much more hands-on than my team would even like, and there's some times where maybe they feel, hey, boy, he's really giving me a lot of room here. I want Tom to come and, you know, step in or give me his opinion early. And it's trying to find that balance. I would love to have an entire team of people that are CEO ready, that they could take my job, or that I'm training them, if I stay at Chuck E. Cheese for the next 20 years, like I hope I do, where they will go out and be CEOs of other companies too.
So essentially what you're doing is you're developing people to take your job at some point and or push you up.
Right. And part of my job is to be comfortable with that. I want people who are better than me who can take my job, and that makes the company better.
It's quite a recruiting message for CEC Entertainment. But tell everybody the two websites where they can find out more about Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza and Peter Piper.
All right. It's ChuckEcheese.com and then PeterPiperPizza.com. Both businesses are right out there.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You also are a playmaker. You're making things happen.
Thank you.
Tom Leverton is CEO of CEC Entertainment, which is Chuck E. Cheese's and Peter Piper Pizza. Thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show, both our guests and our listeners. My name is Steve Klein. We're going to be back next week with more on Playmakers Talk Show. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week, as I said, with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.